As I mentioned last week, before becoming the pastor of Pioneer Church, I spent a few years touring churches as British pastor Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who was affectionately referred to as the Prince of Preachers. He was the most popular preacher of the 1800s. In fact, he had the largest independent church in the world at that time. This is the second part of a message I put together from several of his meditations on the scriptures, all on the theme of encouragement. So, from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon, words of great encouragement. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Memory is frequently the slave of despondency. Despairing minds call to remembrance every dark foreboding in the past and fixate upon every gloomy feature in the present. Thus, memory, clothed in sackcloth, presents to the mind a cup of mingled gall and wormwood. Oh, there is, however, no necessity for this. Wisdom can readily transform memory into an angel of comfort. Oh, that same recollection which in its left hand brings so many gloomy omens may be trained to bear in its right hand a wealth of hopeful signs. She need not wear a crown of iron. She may encircle her brow with a tiara of gold, all spangled with stars. Thus it was, in Jeremiah's experience, in the previous verse, memory had brought him to deep despair of soul. He said, I remember my affliction and my wanderings, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. And now this same memory restored him to life and comfort. For he said, yet this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. As a general principle, if we would exercise our memories more wisely, we might, in our very darkest distress, strike a match which would instantaneously kindle the lamp of comfort. There is no need for God to create a new thing upon the earth in order to restore believers to joy. If they would prayerfully rake the ashes of the past, they would find light for the present. And if they would turn to the book of truth and the throne of grace, their candle would soon shine as aforetime. Be it ours to remember the loving kindnesses of the Lord and to rehearse his deeds of grace. Let us open the volume of recollection which is so richly illuminated with memorials of mercy, and we shall soon be happy. Thus memory may be the wellspring of joy. And when the Holy Spirit, the divine comforter, bends it to his service, it may be chief among earthly comforters. Now let's consider Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. If we complained less and praised more, we would be happier, and God would be more glorified. Oh, let us daily praise God for common mercies. We call them common, and yet they are so priceless that when we are deprived of them, we are ready to perish. Let us bless God for the eyes with which we behold the sun, for the health and strength to walk about, for the bread we eat, for the clothes we wear. Let us praise him that we are not cast out among the hopeless or imprisoned among the guilty. Let us thank him for liberty, for friends, for family, and for comforts we daily enjoy. Let us praise him, in fact, for everything which we receive from his bounteous hand. For we deserve little, and yet are most plenteously supplied. But, beloved, the sweetest and the loudest note of our songs of praise should be that of redeeming love. God's saving acts towards his chosen are forever the favorite themes of their praise. If we know what redemption means, let us not withhold our songs of thanksgiving. We've been redeemed from the power of our corruptions, uplifted from the depth of sin in which we were naturally plunged. We've been led to the cross of Christ. Our shackles of guilt have been broken off. We are no longer slaves, but children of the living God, and can look forward to the time when we shall be presented before the throne without spot or wrinkle or any blemish. Even now, by faith, we wrap ourselves about with the fair linen which is to be our everlasting attire. And shall we not unceasingly give thanks to the Lord our Redeemer? Child of God, can you be silent? Awake, awake, you inheritors of glory, and take your captivity captive. As you cry with David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let the new day begin with new songs. Now let's turn our thoughts to Psalm 56, verse 9. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. It is impossible for any human speech to express the full meaning of this delightful phrase, God is for me. He was for us before the worlds were made. He was for us, or he would not have given his well-beloved Son. He was for us when he struck the only begotten and laid the full weight of his wrath upon him. He was for us, though he was against him. He was for us when we were ruined in the fall. He loved us notwithstanding all. He was for us when we were rebels against him and with a high hand were bidding him defiance. He was for us, or he would not have brought us humbly to seek his face. He has been for us. In many struggles, we have been summoned to encounter hosts of dangers. We have been assailed by temptations from without and within. How could we have remained unharmed to this hour if he had not been for us? He is for us. With all the infinity of his being, with all the omnipotence of his love, with all the infallibility of his wisdom, arrayed in all its divine attributes, he is for us, eternally and immutably for us. For us when yonder blue skies shall be rolled up like a worn-out garment, for us throughout eternity. And because he is for us, the voice of prayer will always ensure his help. when I cry unto thee. Then shall my enemies be turned back. Oh, this is no uncertain hope, but a well-grounded assurance. This I know. I will direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up for the answer, assured that it will come, and that mine enemies shall be defeated. For God is for me. O believer, how happy art thou with the King of Kings on thy side. How safe with such a protector. How sure thy cause pleaded with such an advocate. Oh, if God be for thee, who can be against thee? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.